from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
I suspect that this happens more than you realize.
Oh, yeah.
Because, obviously, you can't listen every second of the day. Well, I mean, some of our tier ones do.
They really do. That. You guys are nuts, by the way, and we love you so much for that.
I just saw someone in the chat said they wish there was 20 hours of live programming every day here on 97.3 The Fan.
We knock out 4, 8, 12. So we would need to add,
a couple more shows.
Two or three more shows.
Yeah. But I mean, it costs money.
Tough to listen to every second of it. But yeah. Paulie happened.
Who goes 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. then?
10 to 2.
When I started in sports talk radio, I believe it was at least 5 a.m. to 2 a.m. on the old Mighty 690. We had
how much?
5 a.m. to 2 a.m.
The
final
kidding.
Show of the day was 10 p.m. to 2 a.m.
So somebody was live at 1:30 in the morning just spewing their hot takes.
Finishing the day with the last 4 hours. That's a tough shift.
I mean, I know guys that did overnights at music stations, right? And they would just play a ton of records and pop. And it'd be midnight one. And those shows could get a little bit squirrely. It was fun. And the night owls would be up and listening. Hey, can you play whatever for me? And they would shoot the breeze on the air. And you get some goof. That's kind of a harbor in radio.
How much did you do on your old show? You did the overnight or the multiple day broadcasts?
Oh, we did once a year for charity. We did a 28-hour radio show with no commercials at all.
Did you guys play music on?
No.
So you were live for 28 straight hours?
Well, so what we did do is we would do some, hey, this happened. Just to give us a breather, we'd play some best of.
Sure.
And then, wasn't a lot. It was a lot of live radio. You're crying at the end of it. I'm not joking. You're weeping.
When he first started, I think Jim Rome was doing 8 to midnight. That was his slot.
That his shift?
Yeah, that was his local slot.
They probably paid him nothing. Nothing. To do that. And that's where he gets his start. That's where he, hones his chops and all that. And, now he's Jim Rome.
But you get, as the day goes on, the callers sometimes get a little more
loose.
Yeah, loose, opinionated,
sure.
Lubricated,
maybe,
as it were, as the day goes on. So this probably happens more often. But Paulie caught this during the post-game show yesterday.
Now, that's surreal to catch it live.
It was divine intervention.
That really was.
I was leaving the gym, and I missed the last two innings of the game or whatever. So I was like, I'm going to pop on the Padres post-game show. I want to hear my beloved Sammy Leavitt. And, I mean, bro, 30 seconds in as I'm listening, I flip on the radio and I hear Sammy, all right, we're going to take some of your calls next. And I heard this.
We lead things off tonight with Mike calling in from Chula Vista. Hi, Mike. You're on the Padres postgame show. How are you?
Sam, what's up, man? Doing well. They got to give you your own morning show, Sam. Tell the fan that we want you in the morning.
No, I'm good. I'm good. Ben and Woods do a fantastic job. I'm a tier one myself.
I don't know about that.
Well, no, come on, that. Mike. Ben and Woods are the best. Come on. I am just fine in my role here with the podcast.
Do a great job.
I don't. Do you really care? Do you want to hear his whatever he called in to talk about?
No, that's all the trash that he talked. No. It wasn't that bad. What's his name?
Mike.
Mike. I'm in the stage of my life where I'm working on my personal growth. Okay, that's what I'm working on. I'm working on me, looking in the mirror more. And I just want to say to you, Mike, I thank you for listening, even if you don't like the show, or I'm not your cup of tea, or maybe it's Ben that you loathe, or Paul, I don't know. I'm guessing it's probably me.
It's probably me. Let's be honest.
But I will say this. Mike, we have a very, very, very deep and special connection with our audience. Very deep and special. I've never experienced anything even close to it. It actually freaks me out sometimes when I think about it. I know that you listen. I appreciate you listening. And you are so more than welcome to be a part of the Tier 1 family. You're so more than welcome. And we may not always agree, and we may not always do the thing that you want to hear, but you're more than welcome in this family, just so you know. So the one thing that I really enjoyed from that was hearing our teammate, Sam Levitt, have our back. Which is not something that you get a lot of. And that made me very happy. So, again, especially.
Sam, what's up, man? Doing well. They got to give you your own morning show, Sam. Tell the fan that we want you in the morning.
That was like a very nervous laugh from Sam.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Tell the fan that we want you in the morning.
No, I'm good. I'm good. Ben and Woods do a fantastic job. I'm a tier one myself.
I don't know about that.
Well, no, come on, that. Mike.
Sammy getting after him. Sammy just went 98 to that dude's hip for us.
There are some people out there, and I can respect it, that do not want us to ever deviate from sports talk.
Yeah, it's hard in this
town. They want it to be 100% sports talk all the time.
Padres off day, you better be talking about Aaron Rodgers, right, and Jets practice, yes, and
the Lions draft.
What are the Maple Leafs doing this offseason?
But even I recognize that it's good to mix some other stuff in, especially in the morning.
Got to.
And with that in mind, Take on Woods is coming up in a couple of minutes. We need a contestant. 833-288-0973.
Mike, call in.
Our music trivia challenge that has absolutely nothing to do with sports.
Which is why we did it.
But you can win a trip to Las Vegas, and it only takes like about 3 or 4 minutes. It's just a nice little palate cleanser before we get back to sports talk. And it's coming up momentarily. So if you want to call in, be our contestant today, dial us up now, 833-288-0973. Before July ends, get your name into the hopper for the drawing for the two-night stay at the Rio, and the dinner and the day bed and the whole shooting match coming up in just a couple of minutes. I do need to thank quickly my son. Maybe it's because I think this is like my 15th straight work day since I got back from vacation. And I'm starting to get a little loopy here at the end. And I got to work yesterday at Channel 10 at about 3:15. And I realize I left my work computer at home.
Oh, my God. You can't do your job
without
it.
And I can't really do my job without it. All my stuff is on there, just like Paulie's server. It's really hard to do. And the traffic is starting to get really bad. Well, it took me almost an hour to get there, and I go, if I drive home right now and come back, I'm not even going to be back maybe in time for my 6 o'clock, much less have time to put it all together. What can I do? But I knew my son was home, and I called him and said, I need a hero right now.
I need a huge favor.
I need an absolutely huge favor. I'm going to owe you big time. Can you drive my computer down to me off the 94? We live in Encinitas.
Oh, my God.
And drive back through the teeth of traffic both ways.
Both ways.
Usually traffic goes one way, but then it's going both ways.
What an ask.
Traffic on the way down.
What an ask.
Traffic on the way back. Oh. And without hesitating, he hopped right in the car.
Man, makes me tear up, dude. Sweet angel.
Got to me in about an hour. Got home in about an hour and 15.
Yeah.
Just 2 hours and 15 minutes in the car.
Oh, my God.
Just to get me my computer.
I
wanted to thank him for that.
I think that is an epic move from Jack. And I would have probably pulled, if I got any pushback, I would be like, do you know how many times?
No push. Not even.
Not even a smidge.
Not even a smidge.
I'll just say, you know how many times I've cleaned up your diapers and your butt? Get in the car and bring me my laptop. My kid would have pushed back. He's also six, so
yeah,
and three. So that's awesome. Great move from the young man. Love it.
Jeter says, better get Jack a gift. Oh, yeah. I said, meals for on me the rest of the week, wherever you want to go out.
Olive Garden, whatever. Texas Roadhouse, yeah, exactly. All the hits. Play all the hits.
Got your choice.
I love it. Great coming job. Great job, week, Jackie. So. Coming boy. Through for the old man.
Oh. Yeah, we'll just all do a nice Texas Roadhouse trip.
Oh, that sounds amazing. I'd like to come, actually.
Get those rolls. You want to come with us?
I'd like to come. So good.
Give a big old yeehaw.
Yeah. Hey, Ben, give him a big Texas hell yeah.
Let's do a Woods birthday dinner at Texas Roadhouse where they can give him a big ol' yeehaw.
I will murder it. I will murder Texas Roadhouse right
now. Best idea you've ever had.
I love it.
All right, we got a contestant. Let's do it. It is time for Take on Woods.
Is it Mike?
No, it's not. It's Matt.
It's time for Take on Woods.
Take on
Woods.
Woods.
Take on Woods, brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. It only takes 15 minutes. You don't have to get out of your car for directions and discounts. Go to SoCalOilChange.com. That's SoCalOilChange.com. As promised, our contestant today is Matt. Matt, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Don't worry about Mike. You got an awesome show.
Thank you, Matt. Appreciate it. You're already. Can we give him an extra point for that? No. You got to stick with the rules. If you beat or tie Woods, though, we will put you into the drawing for the getaway to the Rio, Las Vegas. As I said, two-night stay, dinner for two, day bed, food hall, four new pools, remodeled rooms, new ownership. Check it out at RioLasVegas.com. All right, here are your category choices today. Matt, seen and heard. Five different song titles, including either the word seen or heard. Five song titles featuring the word lady. And, in honor of Xander Schauffele coming on later, X marks the spot. Five songs or artists that end in the letter X. So seen and heard, three times a lady, or X marks the spot. Matt?
Seen and heard.
Seen and heard. All right. Again, we are looking for five different song titles. They all include either the word seen or the word heard. 60 seconds. Pass if you don't know it. We'll come back to it. First question is the two-second song. If you give me the title and the artist of the music Polly plays, we'll give you the point for that one. Maddie, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Again, the category is seen and heard. Your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck, Matt. Let's take on Woods.
Have you ever seen The Rain Through Here?
Correct. Several artists recorded it, but I bet you're wondering how I knew Marvin Gaye's version of which Motown classic landed in the Grammy Hall of Fame?
Pass.
Randy Bachman said the recording of which BTO's biggest hits was never intended to be released and was just a joke for his brother Gary, who spoke with a stutter.
Pass.
The first line of which seven-minute single by progressive rock band Yes is the song's title, followed by Turn Their Heads Each Day So Satisfied I'm On My Way.
Man.
Tough one today.
Yeah.
One more here. Yeah. The biggest hit for the Marshall Tucker Band was which 1977 single that combined the guitar and flute in an easy-listening mix of country and rock?
Man, this is the wrong category.
Go back to this one. You can get this one. Several artists recorded it, but time is up.
That was a tough one.
That was a tough one. We did get the one, so you're not out. Who knows? Bet you're wondering how I knew about your plans to make me blue. Heard it through the grapevine by Marvin Gaye. You ain't seen nothing yet is the BTO.
Baby,
you ain't seen nothing yet. I've seen All Good People is the title of that Yes song. And Heard It in a Love Song is Marshall Tucker Band. I don't know how Woods is going to do here. Woodsy comes back to the studio. Matt, score is locked in. Woods not getting the category here. Might be a tough one to figure out. We'll see. Okay. All right, 60 seconds back on the clock. Woods, your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck. Let's take on Matt.
Someone told me long ago.
It's CCR. Have you ever seen The Rain?
Correct. Several artists recorded it, but I bet you're wondering how I knew Marvin Gaye's version of which
Heard It Through the Grapevine.
Correct. Randy Bachman said the recording of which of BTO's biggest hits was never intended to be released, was just a joke for his brother Gary, who spoke with a stutter.
Ain't Seen Nothing Yet?
Correct. Ooh. The first line of which 7-minute single by progressive rock band Yes was the song's title.
Roundabout?
No.
Oh,
the biggest hit for the Marshall Tucker Band was which 1977 single that combined the guitar and flute and an easy listening
Heard It in a Love Song.
Correct. All right, you got four. And you would have gotten the last one, I think, if you waited.
Damn it, sorry.
First line, you won, though, 4-1. Yes is the is the song's title, followed by Turn Their Heads Each Day So Satisfied I'm On My Way. You know, you get the category.
No.
It says seen and heard. Have you ever seen The Rain, heard it through the grapevine, you ain't seen nothing yet, I've seen all good people.
Oh, yeah.
And then you got heard it in a love song. You did pretty well, though, in a tough category.
I did not know that that was, yes, seen all good people.
Seen all good people.
That song, the Marshall Tucker one, when I was a little kid, I thought it was Hurdy Little Love Song.
I thought it was Pretty Little Love Song.
Yeah, Purdy. Purdy. Yeah, maybe that's what I thought. Purdy Little Love Song. Can't be wrong. It's a jam, though.
Purdy Little Love Song.
It's a good one.
But it's heard it in a love song.
That
was seen and heard. Was the category today.
I had to really put the thinking cap on.
Yeah, no,
that.
And long, tough. People pointed out some long questions. Matt didn't even have time to go back after passing, and by the time I read them all. So tough one today, but Woodsy, another win. You've been on a good streak lately.
I have. I do not like that Bachman.
I don't either.
Baby.
One of my least favorite songs of all time.
We still
actually.
Have not done our worst songs bracket, and we'll do it in the off season. That's in there, I think.
I would agree.
Why the hell didn't we do that last week during summer break?
We were sitting there. We just didn't do it. Summer break was pretty successful, though. I was very proud of those shows. Very proud.
All right. Don't Do This is coming up next. We already have our first cheating scandal of the Olympics. And it hasn't even started yet.
Wow. And there's another Olympic story that I was unaware of till yesterday that's the gnarliest, dumbest thing ever. Ever.
We'll be back with that after traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
Oh, I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
How do you already have a cheating scandal before the Olympics even start?
I'm so fascinated to know what it is.
Don't Do This is brought to you by the Kraft Taco in Sorrento Valley. Kraft Taco has some of the best quality tacos in all of San Diego. Go to thecrafttaco.com. Take a look at their happy hour specials today at thecrafttaco.com. Well, I'll tell you. The opening ceremonies are not until Friday, but competition about to get underway in the soccer tournaments, and the teams are already there working out in Paris and practicing ahead of their games, including one of the very first games, Canada versus New Zealand women's soccer. And the New Zealand Olympic Committee has already filed a complaint because they were at practice, and guess what? They spotted a drone flying over their practice.
What?
A drone
that
was being operated by a staff member for the Canadian women's soccer team.
That's Bill Belichick's like, we can use drones now?
Maybe he's coaching now that he's no longer in the NFL. Maybe he's on to Canadian women's soccer. The Canadian Olympic Committee said that a separate drone incident on New Zealand training on July 19th had come to light. As a result, Canada head coach Bev Priestman said she would remove herself from overseeing Thursday's game against New Zealand. They call it an unaccredited analyst, like a non-official staff member of the team, but and it doesn't seem to matter. They're part of the team, and they were flying a drone over the other team's practice.
I'd say that's a pretty big deal.
Pretty big deal. Yeah, well, pretty big cheating scandal already at the Olympics.
Man, you want to talk about scandal at the Olympics. I sit down yesterday when I get home for lunch. I open up my phone, and I'm scrolling some news. And the first time I've ever heard the name Steven Vandeveld, Ben, been included on the Dutch beach volleyball team. But the problem is with Steven Vandeveld, he is a convicted child rapist. Raped a 12-year-old English girl. He did 4 years in jail, 3 counts of rape against a child. He was released after serving only 12 months at a Dutch prison, then resumed his career. And they are isolating him from the rest of the people at Olympic Park. It seems like a really, really great lengths to go to protect a child rapist. You would think that when you're convicted of raping a child,
there are a lot of teenage athletes.
Bro,
at
yes.
the Olympics.
Are you kidding? And you would think, and I think I read in his sentencing, the judge was like, your dreams, your Olympic dreams, everything is over. Turns out, no, he's actually competing. And this was the most shocking thing. Peter van den Hoogenbond. He's a former Olympic champion swimmer. He is the Netherlands chef de mission. And he says, I'm surprised by the reaction. I'm surprised by the fuss. He's been active in international sport, the beach volleyball world, for some time. He's played in World Cups, European Championships, and World Cups. But then you see things that are different around the games, that things are exaggerated. He's not going to downplay it. We have respect. We have to respect that and help him as a member of the team be able to perform. I don't think that that's incumbent upon you to protect a child rapist.
I wonder if he'll end up facing La Costa Canyon's Chase Bunninger, who's on the U.S. Olympic beach volleyball team, the former NBA player.
Again, like, there has to be some sort of line. Like, he did his time and he's out of jail, but like, that's one of those lines I think that you can't. They kick somebody off for smoking cigarettes
in Japan.
In Japan, yeah. They're like, this guy's fine. She had some alcohol and cigarettes.
Countries have different rules, I guess.
How does that happen, dude? How does that happen? The fuss, they called it. I would say child rape is a fuss. Yes.
Are we talking about the Dutch?
The Dutch! Bro, come on. That guy should not be allowed to compete for the country's highest honor. He's not an honorable person. I don't get it, man. I really don't.
There's only two
that.
Things I hate. Bigotry and the Dutch.
I get it.
Yeah.
What is that from?
It's like, I think it's Simpsons line.
Austin Powers.
Oh, Austin, that's Austin Powers. Right. Good one, Paulie.
It's a gold member? It's Michael Caine. And he goes, there's only two things I hate in this world. People who are intolerant of other people's culture.
And the Dutch. Weird, man.
Very good, Paulie. Good pull. Better pull than me. Very nice. All right. Finally, a little doo-doo this. We need a palate cleanser.
Mega doo-doo.
Pretty good palate cleanser. Guess what Kyle Higashioka, Padres catcher, did on his off day in Washington, D.C. on Monday? This is really cool. Kyle Higashioka received a replica of the Congressional Gold Medal awarded to his grandfather's World War II unit during a ceremony at the National Museum of the United States Army. He was presented with the medal by retired General Eric Shinseki, and it was a medal that his grandfather received for serving in the 100th Infantry Battalion of the 442nd Regimental Combat Team. And what made this team very unique is that it was made entirely up of Nisei soldiers. They're second-generation Japanese-Americans who demanded the opportunity to fight for the United States, even after their family members were interned in camps on the West Coast. One of the darkest stains in American history, the internment of Japanese-Americans during World War II after the bombing of Pearl Harbor. But they were Japanese, and they said, no, we live in this country. We're Americans. We want to fight against Japan. And they did, and they saw some really intense battles as part of the war, this unit of Japanese-American soldiers. And Shigeru Higashioka was part of that unit.
Awesome.
He passed away, but Kyle was there, and they gave him the replica medal and gave him a tour of the museum on his day off. Isn't that a really cool story?
That's fantastic, man. And they started to talk about it on the broadcast last night, but the audio cut out. My partner said, today, Kyle Higashioka had a really nice... And then there's just like guitar music in the background. They're showing the medal, and I'm like, what happened? And then he'd cut back in, and then he would disappear again. The old mic didn't work.
I was thinking, I wish I had known about this. We could have asked Kyle about it when he was in 100%. Studio.
First thing I thought of.
However, and this was Kyle's quote, I don't know that he would have had much of an answer. He said, it was a really cool experience just learning more about my grandfather's time in the war, because before this year, I really didn't know much about it at all. I never got a chance to talk to him about any of that stuff. So it was an educational experience for Kyle as well, in learning about his grandfather and their unit in the World War II were able to do and what heroes they were.
It's pretty special, man. Very, very special. Very, very cool.
And that is Don't and Do Do This for a Wednesday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, it is a big league Wednesday. It's been a couple of weeks. Adam Jones was at the All-Star game. He's been all over the place. We'll get caught up with AJ, the five-time All-Star, next when Ben and Woods continues on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Good win for the Padres last night, 4-0 over the Washington Nationals. They'll continue the series today. Another 2:45 EcoWater SoCal pregame show, 3:45 first pitch from Nationals Park, and we're going to talk some baseball and more. We got Adam Jones standing by, the five-time All-Star, will join us right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Little summer in the States for Adam Jones, including a trip to the All-Star game last week. I think I saw he's heading to Milwaukee coming up here, and the five-time All-Star joins us right now here on Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. AJ, good morning to you.
Gentlemen, how y'all doing? Always good to speak with you guys, after a W.
Well, yeah, we missed you, man. We haven't talked. It feels like we haven't talked to you in forever. I'm going to be traversing the planet next week. I'll be in Hawaii. And I feel very much I feel very much like you. I may check in with the boys too at some point, but I feel like Adam Jones heading off to Kauai with my family for a week.
I like that. I miss Hawaii. I haven't been to Hawaii in probably 6-7 years, and that's such a one of my favorite places. The weather, everything is just perfect in Hawaii for me, man. I miss it.
I can't wait.
Please enjoy it.
I will. Oh, I'm going to. Trust me. I'm going to really, really drink it in and hang with my boys.
He's worried about the jellyfish, though.
I am worried about the jellyfish and the man of war. I don't want to get stung by anything. Nothing.
Well, I mean, it's all part of it. You know, I mean, don't get in the ocean if you ain't. It's just part of it. Just stay in a pool.
It's
stay
not
in a hotel
part of the experience.
It's not part of the experience. Nowhere does it say
stay
when you go to
pool
Hawaii.
And get a floaty. Get a floaty and stay in a hotel pool, okay?
We're not staying in a hotel, though. I don't. I'm gonna be the only person that goes to Hawaii and stays dry for 7 days.
Yes.
So, what is.
You won't be dry.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
You'll
it's moist.
Get wet at some point. Yes. What is the what was the All-Star experience like for you? A 5-time All-Star back at the game, Home Run Derby, seeing those guys. Give us some of your highlights.
The All-Star game was fantastic. It's, again, 32 first-timers, so young guys getting to share it with their families and just getting to just be around the specialty of this event. I told these guys, especially Oriole guys who – I know a little bit better. I said, hey, cherish this, man. You're getting to spend time with your teammates, but you're with the best players in the league. Your families get to enjoy this. Your families are the ones who are really going to enjoy this, because for the players, it's annoying, it's hectic, organizing everything. But I just told the guys, let your family really, really enjoy this and soak it in, because you'll always be an all-star. So just take this in, ask questions. Again, you're with the best guys right now in the world. So take it in and ask questions. And it seemed like everybody had a great time. The Home Run Derby was great. The skills competition was a little weird. I think they should. It was a little weird. I think I could have won that right now. I was just bunted the whole time. But I think the whole thing, the game was great. Having schemes start, I think that was just good for the powerness of the movement of the youth of baseball. And it was just overall, it was a great event. And Cap, who I'm with, we had a great event. Always being around the guys, just. Putting out and promoting our positive energy and promoting this game.
Love that, man. And I know your feet are in both camps. You know, you're watching the Padres every night. You're watching the Orioles. Pretty gnarly injury last night with Jorge Mateo, former Padre, collided with Gunnar Henderson. The arm went the wrong way. And, you know, a lot of people are saying now, okay, does that pave the way for Jackson Holliday, the heir apparent, you know, to come back and get another shot in the big leagues? I actually saw him, AJ, mentioned in trade talks, which is crazy to me. Like, and I understand he scuffled at the big league level, but he was one of those guys can't miss. The pressure on him has still got to be through the roof. What do you think they're going to do? You think they're going to bring him up? I don't think they're going to trade him.
Well, I wouldn't trade a 1-1. That's very, very,
no.
Especially a few years after he's 1-1. It's not like it's 8 years ago. I mean, again, he's still 20. This with him, there's no, for me personally, there's no rush with him. Maybe Connor Norby, since he's an older guy, college guy, can come in and fill in until we'll figure it out with Mateo, just for the bridge. I think with Jackson, I don't think having him be a relief, I don't think that's what you want him for. You want him to play. Like, hey, you're out to play. You're going to play 145 games.
Yeah.
Not like, hey, we need you for the weekend.
That's true.
You down. Like, you can't do that with him. Me personally, I don't think that. Unfortunately, you do have guys on the bench and on your roster who you can do that with, especially older guys who understand these moves a little bit better. So I think that's why maybe Norby, but I heard, you know, maybe Mullins, and then you're talking about Mountcastle. Hey, come on. The trade deadline, I think it's awesome, though, because it opens up everybody's Pandora's box of thoughts.
Oh, yeah.
What are the Orioles going to do? Are they going to trade for Crochet? Is the Padres been linked to Crochet? Like, what is going on? Like, there's so many different options and different things and scenarios. I think that's a good thing, especially when guys are buyers. And what are the Padres going to do? What are the Orioles going to do? You know the Yankees are going to have to make a move. You know the Red Sox are probably going to have to make a move. And while doing all that, the Dodgers are still trying to get Scooble. So, like,
Anna Rosarena is the latest. They've been linked to Rosarena, and, you know, you figure he's not having a good year. Doesn't mean they're going to sell low on it. And they're still going to get, you know, because he's done it on the biggest stage. And I think you put him in that lineup, it's like, oh my God, now I have to hate Randy Rosarena like I have to hate Shohei Ohtani now, which doesn't make me very happy.
And you add athleticism. I mean, he's having a down year right now. I've watched it. He's having a struggle. But You go to L.A., we all know what happens. That's the bright lights. They have no damn lights over there. That's a candle over there in Tampa. You got the bright lights over here.
He's playing in like a dark airplane hangar in Tampa, and then you go to L.A. Yeah, weird things do happen.
The lights are bright. You know what I mean? And like him being around Shohei, being around Mookie, being around Freddie, Teoscar, like these are things that just juice you right on up. And I would hate to see him go to L.A. because – you know, over it could be over a 60-game span. He can be one of the best players in the game, and that can be very, very scary when they already have three of the top five.
Adam Jones is with us, and Padres obviously heading to Baltimore this weekend. I think it's just going to be Manny's second trip back.
Yeah,
second. since he was a member of the Orioles. What's that going to be like? What are the feelings about Manny in Baltimore still, you know, all these years later?
Well, I think it's mostly love. Obviously, you got those aficionados who, Manny didn't do this, and he didn't do that. And Manny raked, and he played unbelievable defense. Jesus Christ, he didn't run out every single ground ball. Okay, we got it. Okay, that's what you want to cry about. The guy played his ass off. And to me, a lot of people, they always cry and complain about that. You know, what I hear from, but also to that, there's a lot of guys that say, man, I ain't seen nobody since Brooks Robinson play ball like that. And, you know, it's a good thing now that the Orioles do have a young infielder like Gunnar Henderson, like Westberg, to be able to, I would say, throw away Manny's time there, but like fans are able to move forward now and continue to move forward because now they have a generational talent in Gunner, which I believe Manny is the same kind of guy, the generational talent. So I just think that, you know, I'm going to be there Friday, so I'm going to be excited to see the crowd reaction. I'm going to have one of my AJ10 beers and just watch a good baseball game, and hopefully, and it's, hey, that's going to be a mixed emotions, right? It's the game where I can't lose.
Yeah, right, yeah, the win-win.
The win-win. So I can't lose this weekend, but who do I cheer for? See, there's like the silver lining. I'm just going to cheer in the bathroom.
Yeah.
What jersey are you wearing?
You cheer for both, right? Like, you're just excited to see good baseball and your guys do well. And you know, hopefully it's some good ball games. Padres have been playing some better baseball. I think, like all of us coming out of the break, stumbling 7-0, you lose. You're like, this is going to be a rough second half. They rebounded. They beat a really good Guardians team. They are pitching their asses off right now. Every single guy in the rotation is just taking it on their back right now. And it's just been so impressive to watch, and I love it, man. It's so fun to watch guys go out and compete and be in the zone and just attack hitters. It's been great the last few days.
I mean, obviously you guys have a job to do, talk to sports, but before all that, you guys are fans of the game, so you guys want to see the effort. And again, you make your money by talking about it, but you want to see the effort, and that's, as a fan now that I'm not a player, that's all I promote with players. Hey, always ask the guys, how you feel? Hey, go out there and give it all you got. I mean, because at the end of the day, that's all the fan wants, is for you to go out there and compete. Is the game hard? Is it difficult? Are you going to be in slumps and not play well? Of course. But a fan knows when you're not giving it your all. And that's one thing that I learned very early, and you got to respect that. And so that's why I always played hard for the fans. And, you know, the Padres make it difficult for people, because it's like they'll go on a 5-game losing streak and then they'll go on a 5-game winning streak, and you're like, which team am I right now? Am I buying right now? Am I selling right now? Am I being a halt right now? So with them playing well, we talk about them buying. But if they go on a 3-game skid, we talk about them selling.
Yeah.
It's just weird. And, you know, hopefully the Padres just going to, you know, sweep the Nationals. Lose the series, and I don't know how I feel about this weekend. Because everybody needs W's. But again, I want them to be buyers, especially, you know, because again, we want to see LA again in the playoffs because we got unfinished business.
I'll give you a softball then. Adam Jones is with us. So not only are Padres fans packing Petco Park every night, but they've been traveling really well.
Yeah.
To road games, and I know there's going to be a big Padres fan contingent, even some tier ones at Camden Yards this weekend. What's your recommendation? Like, first time visit to Camden Yards, what do you have to see? Where do you got to go? In, around the ballpark, whatever. What are AJ's recommendations for Baltimore?
Well, Baltimore, first off, you got to go to me, you got to Abbey Burger. That's a place where I have a burger still on the menu. It's a low key spot.
You've got a
burger. You got your own burger?
What's on your burger?
All right, lay it up. Lay it on us. What's on it?
You got the beef, you got Kobe Jack, spicy pickles, lettuce, and tomato. And then you got tater tots with nacho cheese on the side. I took the elementary school back days. You know what I mean?
You're like me, dude.
And it comes with a Duvel beer. So that's a place that I like to go. Also a place, it depends on, you know, your pocketbook, but it's a really good Italian place, Tagliata. Delicious place. In a breakfast place, it's called Simply Marie's. She is this black woman. She is amazing. Her life goal is to meet Oprah, and she has murals of me all in her damn place. And every time I'm in, oh, it's unbelievable. Every time I'm there, I go in there, and she just gives me the biggest hug, and she makes me all the food make you want to go right to sleep. But I'm a small time person. I don't need to go to the biggest restaurants, the prime ribs. Being in a place for so long, I was able to find small places, and I was able to, you know, just go there, be incognito, and enjoy myself. And Baltimore's a really good city like that. And there's also one place, Club Vale.
Club Vale.
That is a must. Club Vale. Look, I grew up on Mexican food. This is the closest thing you're going to get to it. It is amazing. Absolutely amazing.
You're real tight with CC Sabathia, yeah?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I watched a clip yesterday. Speaking of food, it had me howling, and it was him and Jimmy Rollins, and there was somebody else, I can't remember who it was, but they were talking about the cheesesteaks in the visiting clubhouse in Philly. And CeCe said, bar none, the best in the city. And the first time he showed up, he was with the Brewers, and him, Prince Fielder, Corey Hart, put down 28 cheesesteaks.
There's like competitions to see which teams and which players can eat the most.
Well, it's all strategy. The Phillies aren't allowed to get it in their own. They do it because apparently you eat one and you're like, you fall asleep. And so these dudes, they actually said, CC told a story. He goes, when we went back with New York, Joe Torre took him out of the clubhouse. We were not allowed to order him. Jimmy Rollins said, we wanted him so bad, but we knew what they would do to us. So we stopped. Like, we would have to send a clubby over to grab a couple here and there, but we weren't allowed to have them. They were like, they did it as a strategy to, like, get people fat and sleepy. Have you ever had one of those?
I've had about 48 from in there at ballpark. It's a well-known thing. You got to have one. And, you know, I would always ask Buck, hey, because we didn't go to Philly often, but that third game, hey, let me get that day off. Let me get that day off.
So he can eat a cheesesteak.
Oh, 100%. Oh, yeah. It's all true. And the thing that made it the best is that you got it customized. It's like if you could eat Ruth Chris on your couch, it would make it that much better.
100%.
So they make you the customer. You can get it a little bit extra meat, a little bit more hot, and they won't judge you. You know what I mean? So
that's incredible.
You can do it. It's everybody knows. And some teams come in there, you're like, damn. And you look at their results, and if you see they got swept, just better believe they ate a lot of damn cheesesteaks.
And then quickly, what about at the ballpark at Camden Yards? I mean, I've heard of Boog's Barbecue. I mean, what's anything at the ballpark?
Boog's Barbecue, obviously, is still a staple. About the fourth inning, there used to be a breeze that came around center field, and I used to just look to my right or my left and be like, damn, I miss Boog's. I would love to get a nice brisket sandwich. In the ballpark, they have some ballpark food. I'm not the craziest about, like, a crab.
I'm
with you.
Crab hot dog or something. I'm
with you.
I can't do all that. But there's one company, and they're sponsoring my Adam Jones podcast, Jimmy Seafood. They have these crab cake. They're called crab cake egg rolls. Oh, my Lord. Yes, that is a must at the ballpark. Jimmy Seafood crab cake egg rolls. It is a must.
All right. Last thing for me.
Good win for the Padres last night, 4-0 over the Washington Nationals. They'll continue the series today. Another 2:45 EcoWater SoCal pregame show, 3:45 first pitch from Nationals Park. And we're going to talk some baseball and more. We got Adam Jones standing by, the 5-time All-Star, will join us right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Little summer in the States for Adam Jones, including a trip to the All-Star game last week. I think I saw he's heading to Milwaukee coming up here, and the 5-time All-Star joins us right now here on Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. AJ, good morning to you.
Gentlemen, how y'all doing? Always good to speak with you guys,
yeah,
especially after a W.
Well, yeah, we missed you, man. We haven't talked. It feels like we haven't talked to you in forever. I'm going to be traversing the planet next week. I'll be in Hawaii, and I feel very much I feel very much like you. I may check in with the boys too at some point, but I do. I feel like Adam Jones heading off to Kauai with my family for a week.
I like that. I miss Hawaii. I haven't been to Hawaii in probably 6-7 years, and that's one of my favorite places. The weather, everything is just perfect in Hawaii for me, man. I miss it.
I can't wait.
Please enjoy it.
I will. Oh, I'm going to. Trust me. I'm going to really, really drink it in and hang with my boys.
He's worried about the jellyfish, though.
I am worried about the jellyfish and the man of war. I don't want to get stung by anything. Nothing.
Well, I mean, it's all part of it. You know, I mean, don't get in the ocean if you ain't. It's just part of it. Just stay in a pool.
It's not part of the experience.
Part of the experience. Nowhere does it say when you go to Hawaii.
And get a floaty. Get a floaty and stay in a hotel pool, okay?
We're not staying in a hotel, though. I'm going to be the only person that goes to Hawaii and stays dry for 7 days.
Yes.
So what is...
you won't be dry.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah, that's true.
It's moist. You'll get wet at some point.
Yes.
What was the All-Star experience like for you? A 5-time All-Star back at the game, Home Run Derby, seeing those guys. Give us some of your highlights.
The All-Star game was fantastic. It's, again, 32 first-timers, so young guys getting to share it with their families and just getting to just be around the specialty of this event. I told these guys, especially Oriole guys who I know a little bit better. I said, hey, cherish this, man. You get to spend time with your teammates, but you're with the best players in the league. Your families get to enjoy this. Your families are the ones who really are going to enjoy this, because for the players, it's annoying, it's hectic, organizing everything. But I just told the guys, let your family really, really enjoy this and soak it in, because you'll always be an all-star. So just take this in. Ask questions. Again, you're with the best guys right now in the world. So take it in and ask questions. And it seemed like everybody had a great time. The Home Run Derby was great. The skills competition was a little weird. I think they should have. It was a little weird. I think I could have won that right now. I would have just bunted the whole time. But I think the whole thing, the game was great. Having schemes start, I think that was just good for the powerness of the movement of the youth of baseball. And it was just overall, it was a great event. And Cap, who I'm with, we had a great event. Always being around the guys, just putting out and promoting our positive energy and promoting this game.
Love that, man. And I know your feet are in both camps. You know, you're watching the Padres every night. You're watching the Orioles. Pretty gnarly injury last night with Jorge Mateo, former Padre, collided with Gunnar Henderson. The arm went the wrong way. And, you know, a lot of people are saying now, okay, does that pave the way for Jackson Holliday, the heir apparent, you know, to come back and get another shot in the big leagues? I actually saw him, AJ, mentioned in trade talks, which is crazy to me. Like, and I understand he scuffled at the big league level, but he was one of those guys can't miss. The pressure on him has still got to be through the roof. What do you think they're going to do? You think they're going to bring him up? I don't think they're going to trade him.
Well, I wouldn't trade a 1-1. That's a very, very,
no.
Especially a few years after he was 1-1. It's not like it's 8 years ago. I mean, again, he's still 20. For me personally, there's no rush with him. Maybe Connor Norby, since he's an older guy, college guy, can come in and fill in until we'll figure it out with Mateo, just for the bridge. I think with Jackson, I don't think having him be a relief, I don't think that's what we want him for. You want him to play. Like, hey, you're out to play. You're going to play 145 games.
Yeah.
Not like, hey, we need you for the weekend.
That's
we're
true.
Send you down. Like, you can't do that with him. Me personally, I don't think that. Unfortunately, you do have guys on the bench and on your roster who you can do that with, especially older guys who understand these moves a little bit better. So I think that's why maybe Norby, but I heard, you know, maybe Mullins, and then you're talking about Mountcastle. Hey, come on. The trade deadline, I think it's awesome, though, because it opens up everybody's Pandora's box of thoughts.
Oh, yeah.
What are the Orioles going to do? Are they going to trade for Crochet? Is the Padres been linked to Crochet? Like, what is going on? Like, there's so many different options and different things and scenarios. I think that's a good thing, especially when guys are buyers. And what are the Padres going to do? What are the Orioles going to do? You know the Yankees are going to have to make a move. You know the Red Sox are probably going to have to make a move. And while doing all that, the Dodgers are still trying to get Scooble. So, like,
Ana Rosarena is the latest. They've been linked to Rosarena, and you know, you figure he's not having a good year. Doesn't mean they're going to sell low on it, and they're not. They're still going to get, you know, because he's done it on the biggest stage. And I think you put him in that lineup. It's like, oh my God, now I have to hate Randy Rosarena like I have to hate Shohei Ohtani now, which doesn't make me very happy.
And you add athleticism. I mean, he's having a down year right now. I've watched it. He's having a struggle. But you go to L.A., we all know what happens. That's the bright lights. They have no damn lights over there. That's a candle over there in Tampa. You got the bright lights over here.
He's playing in like a dark airplane hangar in Tampa. And then you go to L.A., yeah, weird things do happen.
The lights are bright. You know what I mean? And like him being around Shohei, being around Mookie, being around Freddie, Teoscar, like these are things that just juice you right on up. And I would hate to see him go to LA because, you know, over it could be over a 60 game span, he can be one of the best players in the game, and that can be very, very scary when they already have three of the top five.
Adam Jones is with us, and Padres obviously heading to Baltimore this weekend. I think it's just going to be Manny's second trip back.
Yeah,
second. since he was a member of the Orioles, what's that going to be like? What are the feelings about Manny in Baltimore still? You know, all these years later.
Well, I think it's mostly love. Obviously, you got those aficionados who Manny didn't do this and he didn't do that. He didn't do that. And Manny raked and he played unbelievable defense. Jesus Christ, he didn't run out every single ground ball. Okay, we got it. Okay, that's what you want to cry about. The guy played his ass off. And to me, a lot of people, they always cry and complain about that. You know, what I hear from them. But also, too, that there's a lot of guys that say, man, I ain't seen nobody since Brooks Robinson play ball like that. And, you know, it's a good thing now that the Orioles do have a young infielder like Gunnar Henderson, like Westberg, to be able to, I would say, throw away Manny's time there, but, like, fans were able to move forward now and continue to move forward because now they have a generational talent in Gunner, which I believe Manny is the same kind of guy, the generational talent. So I just think that, you know, I'm going to be there Friday, so I'm going to be excited to see the crowd reaction. I'm going to have one of my AJ 10 beers and just watch a good baseball game and hopefully – and say that's going to be a mixed emotions, right? It's the game where I can't lose.
Yeah, right, yeah, the win-win.
The win-win. So I can't lose this weekend, but who do I cheer for? See, there's like the silver lining. I'm just going to cheer in the bathroom.
Yeah.
What jersey are you wearing?
You cheer for both, right? Like, you're just excited to see good baseball and your guys do well. And you know, hopefully it's some good ball games. Potteries have been playing some better baseball. I think, like all of us coming out of the break, stumbling 7-0, you lose. You're like, this is going to be a rough second half. They rebounded. They beat a really good Guardians team. They are pitching their asses off right now. Every single guy in the rotation is just taking it on their back right now. And it's just been so impressive to watch. And I love it, man. It's so fun to watch guys go out and compete and be in the zone and just attack hitters. It's been great the last few days.
I mean, you guys have a job to do, talk to sports, but before all that, you guys are fans of the game.
Yeah.
So you guys want to see the effort. And again, you make your money by talking about it, but you want to see the effort. And that's, as a fan now that I'm not a player, that's all I promote with players. Hey, always ask the guys, how you feel? Hey, go out there and give it all you got. I mean, because at the end of the day, that's all the fan wants, is for you to go out there and compete. Is the game hard? Is it difficult? Are you going to be in slumps and not play well? Of course. But a fan knows when you're not giving it your all. And that's one thing that I learned very early, and you got to respect that. And so that's why I always played hard for the fans. And, you know, the Padres make it difficult for people because it's like they'll go on a 5-game losing streak and then they'll go on a 5-game winning streak and you're like, which team am I right now? Am I buying right now? Am I selling right now? Am I being a halt right now? So with them playing well, we talk about them buying. But if they go on a 3-game skid, we talk about them selling.
Yeah.
It's just weird. And, you know, hopefully the Padres just going to, you know, sweep the Nationals. Lose the series, and I don't know how I feel about this weekend. because everybody needs W's. But again, I want them to be buyers, especially, you know, because again, we want to see LA again in the playoffs because we got unfinished business.
I'll give you a softball then. Adam Jones is with us. So not only are Padres fans packing Petco Park every night, but they've been traveling really well.
Yeah.
To road games, and I know there's going to be a big Padres fan contingent, even some tier ones at Camden Yards this weekend. What's your recommendation? Like, first time visit to Camden Yards, what do you have to see? Where do you got to go? In, around the ballpark, whatever. What are AJ's recommendations for Baltimore?
For Baltimore, first off, you got to go to me, you got to Abbey Burger. That's a place where I have a burger still on the menu. It's a low key spot.
You've got a
burger. You got your own burger?
What's on your burger?
All right, lay it up. Lay it on us. Burger. What's on it?
You got the beef, you got Kobe Jack, spicy pickles, lettuce, and tomato. And then you got tater tots with nacho cheese on the side. I took the elementary school back days, you know what I mean?
You're like me, dude.
And it comes with a Duvel beer. So that's a place that I like to go. Also a place, it depends on, you know, your pocketbook, but it's a really good Italian place, Tagliata. Delicious place and a breakfast place. It's called Simply Marie's. She is this black woman. She is amazing. Her life goal is to meet Oprah, and she has murals of me all in her damn place. And every time I'm in, it's unbelievable. Every time I'm there, I go in there, and she just gives me the biggest hug, and she makes me all the food make you want to go right to sleep. But I'm a small time person. I don't need to go to the biggest restaurants, the prime ribs. Being in a place for so long, I was able to find small places, and I was able to, you know, just go there, be incognito, and enjoy myself. And Baltimore's a really good city like that. And there's also one place, Club Vale.
Club Vale.
That is a must. Club Vale. Look, I grew up on Mexican food. This is the closest thing you're going to get to it. It is amazing. Absolutely amazing.
You're real tight with CC Sabathia, yeah?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I watched a clip yesterday. Speaking of food, it had me howling, and it was him and Jimmy Rollins, and there was somebody else, I can't remember who it was, but they were talking about the cheesesteaks in the visiting clubhouse in Philly. And CeCe said, bar none, the best in the city. And the first time he showed up, he was with the Brewers, and him, Prince Fielder, Corey Hart put down 28 cheesesteaks.
There's like competitions to see which teams and which players can eat the most.
Well, it's all strategy. The Phillies aren't allowed to get it in their own. They do it because apparently you eat one and you're like, you fall asleep. And so these dudes, they actually said, CC told a story. He goes, when we went back with New York, Joe Torre took him out of the clubhouse. We were not allowed to order him. Jimmy Rollins said, we wanted him so bad, but we knew what they would do to us. So we stopped. Like, we would have to send a clubby over to grab a couple here and there, but we weren't allowed to have them. They were like, they did it as a strategy to, like, get people fat and sleepy. Have you ever had one of those?
I've had about 48 from in there at ballpark. It's a well-known thing. You got to have one. And, you know, I would always ask Buck, hey, because we didn't go to Philly often, but that third game, hey, let me get that day off. Let me get that day off.
So he can eat a cheesesteak.
Oh, 100%. Oh, yeah. It's all true. And the thing that made it the best is that you got it customized. It's like if you could eat Ruth Chris on your couch, it would make it that much better.
100%.
So they make you the customer. You can get it a little bit extra meat, a little bit more hot, and they won't judge you. You know what I mean? So
that's incredible.
You do it. It's everybody knows. And some teams come in there, you're like, damn. And you look at this, their results, and if you see they got swept, just better believe they ate a lot of damn cheesesteaks.
And then quickly, what about at the ballpark at Camden Yards? I mean, I've heard of Boog's Barbecue. I mean, what's anything at the ballpark?
Boog's Barbecue, obviously, is still a staple. About the fourth inning, there used to be a breeze that came around center field, and I used to just look to my right or my left and be like, damn, I miss Boog's. I would love to get a nice brisket sandwich. In the ballpark, they have some ballpark food. I'm not the craziest about, like, a crab.
I'm
with you.
Crab hot dog or something. I'm
with you.
I can't do all that. But there's one company, and they're sponsoring my Adam Jones podcast, Jimmy Seafood. They have these crab cake. They're called crab cake egg rolls. Oh my lord! Yes, that is a must at the ballpark. Jimmy Seafood crab cake egg rolls. It is a must.
All right. Last thing for me. One of our beloved tier ones is Dominic. He lives in Baltimore. He'll be at the game that you're at. Awesome. If a weird guy named Dominic, he's not weird, but if a guy comes up and says, hey, I'm Dominic, Ben and Woods fan, he said he would do anything to have a beer with you. So if you do see him, say hello. He's a really good dude. We can vouch for him. He's not going to do anything weird or creepy. So he's a really good dude.
Okay, awesome.
All right, man.
I would love to have a beer with him, and I have my own beer, the Adam Jones beer from Monument, so he can buy me my own beer. And I can make
dude, yes,
myself.
Buy Adam Jones his
own. We have our own beer, too.
Yeah, we have our own. Yeah, we have our own beer, too, so settle down. We don't have any murals yet, thank God.
Oh,
thank
no
God.
There's not enough paint in San Diego.
I do not want a mural. I do not want a mural. Thank you, my friend. Have a great time.
Always, gentlemen.
Adam Jones, Big League Wednesday. That's a segment made everybody in San Diego hungry. So
I won't.
Sorry
stop.
About that.
I won't stop thinking about crab cake egg rolls. I will not. I love crab cakes. I love egg rolls. Holy smokes.
I would love to have a breakfast place where they have murals of me. You walk
yes.
in, she just makes you a giant breakfast. Oh, you're back. It's good to see you. What do you want?
Amazing. I don't want a mural because it will not be a good. Remember the last time somebody painted a picture of us?
Yes.
Remember that?
Yes.
Do you remember that? The last time.
Can we find that and put it up?
Maybe
at 8 o'clock we'll put it up in the chat. It's been a while.
The last time that somebody painted a picture of me, it made me feel even worse about myself than I already do. Who hit me in the face with a bat or a pan or something? That looked like a boxer.
It was impressionism. It's not necessarily realism. It was kind of cubism. I'm not even sure what they were going with.
You look fine.
I found it. I'll pull it up for 8 o'clock.
Oh, all right, God. We'll pull that up when we come back. Big League Wednesday will continue with Brett Boone. Going to join us at 8:35. We're also going to give away some Sebastian Maniscalco comedy tickets in the next half hour. So do not go away. And then Xander Schauffele will be with us at 9:25 on a big Wednesday here with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.